with a word of prayer. Father, we do thank thee that we have thy word in front of us, a word that we could study each day. We do ask that we give us understanding as we look at Numbers today. Help us to understand why we must look at this book. Allow us to understand how it fits in to the entire Bible and to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we have a record number of people that are coming today. People were caught in traffic, I think. But I'm glad that you did come today. I'm glad that you are here.
It's a nice day out there.
Yes, it is very nice, isn't it? Very nice day. And beautiful day. If anyone has any questions or comments, go ahead and send us a text message I do have a way of doing emails, I think, on this machine here. But ideally, a text message. Or let me think how if I can have that access to the email. I think I have... I'm getting some emails from someplace. So this is all... Some email I can't get, some email I can get. How do I check mailboxes? It's questions, okay. Cancel. questions@bftbc.org. So I do have an email from last night that I recognize. So if anyone has any questions or comments, please send those questions or comments to questions@bftbc.org or send me a text message. I have a text message that came in that says, I am watching. Thank you for watching. This is from down the road a little bit. Some of it's under the weather. I appreciate you watching. Some of it usually is here in person, but they're...
Tommy.
Yeah, they're sick and they can't come. They were...
Hopefully she will feel better.
Yes. I mean, it's like she was okay, but not... It's like it's... She wasn't really completely okay, so she's not completely out of...
Yeah, you can tell yesterday she would be
better.
Sick.
Yeah, she was. But I pray that she gets better. I'm not sure if she says any more than that, but let me look at her closer. I'm watching and I'm going to say thanks. Thanks for watching. And if anyone else would like to communicate, we'd appreciate those communications as well. We do have one line open, 856-854-4452. If you want to call us that way, make a comment, extend a comment, or stay on the phone for a little bit longer. Sometimes that connection isn't always the best. And we got a response that said, you're welcome. So I'm glad you're watching. And I know there was other people watching as well. I guess other people are coming on their way. But anyway, Bill, I've talked too much about nothing related to the Book of Numbers.
You've been delaying.
You know, I've been delaying. But Numbers chapter 4. Let's each read 3 verses for a while, and then we'll do alternating verses. So you read the odd ones, and I'll read the even ones. How's that sound?
I'll drink to that. Okay. With no alcohol, of course.
Yeah, that's of course, yes.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying,
take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, after their families, by the house of their fathers.
From 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation.
This shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation about the most holy things.
And when the camp setteth forward, Aaron shall come and his sons, and they shall take down the covering, veil, and cover, and the ark of the testimony with it.
And shall put therein the covering of badger skins, and shall spread over it a cloth, holy of blue, and shall put the staves thereof.
And upon the...
We'll stop right there with first six verses. Put in the staves thereof. So, let me see here if we can... I could ask Tammy this question. So get ready for the question here, Tammy, if you're listening. Get your texting thumbs working. But who... To whom did the Lord speak? Now, we notice here, I'm going to wait for her to respond in a minute. If she doesn't respond, then I'll just give the answer. But to whom did the Lord speak? Now, we notice here, Lord is in all capital letters, and that means has reference to Jehovah. And we did get a response here from her, and she says Moses, and that's the correct answer. The Lord spoke to Moses. Greetings.
Hi.
And salutations. It's very nice to see you this afternoon. I'm glad you were able to get through the security and make it into the room today. We have a lot of people that are going to be coming, and there's if you think it's crowded in here, you should see the crowd outside. But nonetheless, we have the Lord speaking to Moses. Now God spoke to Moses directly. Now today God speaks to us through through the Word of God, through the Scripture. And we also notice here, we got another response here from our texting student, Aaron. God spoke both to Moses and to Aaron. It says right there in the text, and the Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron. So there's two people that he was speaking to. But these two men are brothers. Bill.
Yeah, we see this question a lot.
We do.
The Lord speak, and sometimes it's both Moses and Aaron, and sometimes it's just Moses.
That's right. That's right. Sometimes
never to any of the individuals in the camp there.
Right. That's true.
And not to Aaron only.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah. It's easy. It's either Moses is always there involved.
Yeah.
So it's Moses and sometimes Aaron. And what we've noticed here that Moses is younger. We know that we remember from our study in the book of Exodus that Moses is younger than Aaron. And we know there's a sister involved too, a sister called Miriam, who's older than Moses as well.
Jacob was younger than Esau.
Yes, that's right. He was.
Isaac was younger than his brother too.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Isaac was the son of promise. And we know that Isaac is the father of these, what became the father of, Isaac is the father of, Jacob and Esau, but like you said, Jacob is younger, and Jacob is the father of the 12. And so, noticing here in verse 2, what was to be done to the sons of Kohath? Now, Kohath, we know, was the son of Levi. Levi had three sons, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. And we notice here the questions being asked from verse 2, question 2, what was to be done unto the sons of Kohath? And the scripture says, take the sum of the sons of Kohath. Now, sum basically means you add everything together. You add everything together. It means the word sum. I remember in high school and junior high school and elementary school, the word problems, you know, they would use the word sum. That means we're supposed to add things together. And so they use the word product, the sum, the quotient, all these different fancy mathematical words, and they were supposed to mean, we were supposed to know what they were meaning, but sum means they're going to take everything and put it together. I think in you have the sigma, sometimes in certain math equations you use a sigma to represent sum. I have a computer program, when I want to add a column of numbers up, I'll click on this, I'll put my pointer to the sigma sign, and that gives me the sum. So sigma is a symbol of taking the sum, and that makes it really even. Sigma is a Greek letter. And we got a question here from our text messaging student, and we can have an unlimited number of text students if they want to come and to send us a text message or send us a phone call as well. Either on the mobile phone or on the land phone. But the text message says, so is the sum to be subtracted from the Levites? So that's interesting. So we're looking at this question real closely. Take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi after their families by the house of their fathers. So, yes, I think that's correct. So we have the count of the Levites, and then we pull out how many of those Levites are from the house of Kohath. So that's good. That's a good question, because it says from the word among. She must have done really well. Word problems. Word problems were a challenge to me when I worked on them. Because I always had trouble. Word problems were a weakness for me. They probably still are a weakness to me. But anyway, this is in talking about in the math world. But the idea of what God wants Moses and Aaron to do is take. We want a number of the Kohathites. We want to know how many Kohathites there are. How many there are Kohath. And we know that the sons of, we have Gershom, Kohath, and Merari, the three sons of Levi. They're in their families. They were stationed at different parts of the tabernacle. You know, whether the western side or the southern side, the northern side. And we know that Aaron and his sons and Moses were on the eastern side, right there by the gate of the tabernacle, the entrance to the tabernacle. And so we see what is the I'll ask you this question, Bill, from verse number 3. What was the range of age for the census?
30 to 50 years.
From 30 years old to 50 years old. Now,
isn't that also why Christ didn't begin his ministry until he was 30?
Yeah, he did begin his ministry at age 30, which is good. Which is a good observation. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because he only preached for 3 years before he was murdered.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. All the Christophobes, those that hated Christ, they killed him. And people that are, all sorts of people that are, hate Christ, hate the Scripture, and they wanted to crucify him, but they were successful, but they still weren't successful because he rose again on the third day. Anna, you have a thought?
Well, it also says, no man taketh my life. Basically, Christ laid down his life. Whereas if he hadn't been willing to die, then he wouldn't have been killed.
That's correct. You're right. Now, Anna, is that those French doors shut over there?
Not completely. Okay. I'll resolve it.
All right, thank you. I mean, it's not that big of a problem, but thank you for doing this. So, we see here, this is a really active participant. So she says here, there were 22,000 Levites. That's Leviticus 3:39. So if you go back to Leviticus 3:39, good cross reference. That's from the previous chapter. All that were numbered of the Levites, which Moses and Aaron numbered, at the commandment of the Lord, throughout their families, all the males from a month old and upward were 22,000. 22,000 is what she said. And she liked your comment, Bill. The comment that you made? She said, interesting comment, Bill.
Oh, about the age of Jesus' ministry.
Yes, mm-hmm, that's
right.
Yeah,
that's an important factor. Yes. I think it's mentioned in a lot of sermons.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's correct. It is mentioned. Now, again, the Levites were counted from 1 year old and upward. I was getting ahead of myself. I was thinking of chapter 4 last week, when really in chapter 1, pardon me, in chapter 3, the census for the Levites began at 1 month old and upward. But when you're specifically talking about the Kohathites here, where it's from 30 years old to 50 years old, that's that was the range of ages that they were supposed to take. The question again, in question number 4 from verse number 4 is, where were the sons of Kohath to serve? And we notice in the tabernacle of the congregation, that's where they were supposed to serve, about the most holy things. We were going to notice in our study of this book of Numbers here, what some of those holy things are. You have seven pieces of furniture, very, very, very holy and special things that are to be used in the system of the function of the tabernacle, how it's supposed to function. And all those instruments are kind of, they point to redemption, to what Christ has completed on the cross of Calvary. All those things that were done on Calvary, what happened there in the tabernacle, it pointed to those things looking forward.
And those things were outside the Holy of Holies. Because
mm-hmm.
Only Aaron could go in once a year to the Holy of Holies. but all of the others had to stay out.
Yes, and we have the inside the Holy of Holies, we have the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
And then on the outside, we have the table of showbread, the golden laver, and there's one other piece of furniture that I've forgotten right now. You go inside the tabernacle, you have a
golden brace, candlestick.
Golden candlestick. Table of
showbread. The altar of incense.
Altar of incense, thank you. That's what I was missing. The altar of incense. I was in the holy place. There's two compartments. The holy place, and like you mentioned, well, once a year, the high priest would go into that holy of holies. And so, Anna, from verse number 5, question number 5, and when the camp setteth before me, who was to take down the covering of the veil? We'll see you, Ray.
Aaron and his sons.
We'll see you, Ray. Nice to meet you. See you, Linda. Bye, Linda. We'll see you. Yeah. Aaron and his sons. Is that what you said? Anna?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What type of skins was the covering made? We notice here in question number 6, from verse number 6, the covering was made of badger skins. It was made of badger skins. And then we would have another covering of a blue that would be put on top of that. And there's also the staves that are mentioned. Staves are pieces of wood that would go into the side through different loops of in the side of the there'd be stave. But this like the Pancanel sort of stave that would go into the stave. There'd be on either side, and there were loops in the four corners of each of the instruments, and the staves would put in there so they could carry those instruments. Let's read a few more verses here. We can each read 2 verses now. Bill, we'll start with you. Verse 7.
And upon the table of showbread they shall spread the cloth of blue and put thereon the dishes and the spoons and the bowls and the covers to cover withal, and the continual bread shall be thereon. And they shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with a covering of badger skins, and shall put in the staves thereof.
And read the next 2 verses, please.
And they shall take a cloth of blue, and cover the candlestick of light, and his lamps, and his tongs, and his snuff dishes, and all the oil vessels thereof, wherewith they minister unto it. And they shall put it and all the vessels thereof within a covering of badger skins, and shall put it upon a bar.
And upon the golden altar they shall spread a cloth of blue, and cover with a covering of badger skins, and shall put the staves thereof, and shall take all the instruments of ministry wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of blue, and cover them with covering of badger skins, and shall put them on a bar. So we have a...
not the kind of bars we have.
No. So we have another comment as far as the first covering. Talk about these coverings. First covering of the veil was the veil separating the holy place from the Holy of Holies. So they used that big curtain there to cover, as a covering as well. We know there was during the time of the crucifixion, when the Lord Jesus Christ gave up, said it is finished, we know that the veil in the temple was rent. This is the veil that's being used as a covering, as a piece of covering. And if you notice from verse 7, from question 7, what color was the cloth that was spread upon the table of showbread?
Blue.
It was blue. It was blue. And now, Bill, Missy, I could ask, I'll try to ask Tammy this question. So we have a question coming up. She's making a comment right now, but we have a question number 8. once the table was covered, what was added to it? Once the table was covered, what was added to it? It doesn't quite say it there, the question. There was a mistake with this question, but that's the idea of the question, I believe. I don't want to be reading into it, but I think that's what is meant by this question.
Reading into the question that you wrote?
Yeah, that's correct. So that's question eight. So let me see if I can read her other comments. And so she's clarifying what she was saying before as far as that the veil that separated the most holy place and the Holy of Holies, that's what the Ark of the Covenant was covered by, that curtain that separated the two. And now we have the answer coming to question eight coming by. As she's typing quickly, I could see some activity that's happening here for question number eight. But I'll look on here, going on to question nine momentarily, and then we'll go back to question eight. What else was covered with the cloth of blue? And we see here we have candlesticks, the golden candlesticks. We got tongs, all the oil vessels thereof. So a lot of things were covered. The snuff dishes. A snuff dishes is a when you have a candle, it's a snuffer. It's like a piece of how we describe it. You know, a snuff. You would put in order to extinguish the candle. We use those today sometimes. Sometimes you can blow it out, or other times we have this thing. We have the flame here. Flames coming up, where we snuff it out like this with the snuff dishes. It's a snuffer. And the answer, a cloth of scarlet and a covering of badger skins. It says staves are put in the rings to carry it. So there's the answer I was looking for from number eight. The staves, they were put in the rings, and the purpose of the staves were so the ark could be carried. That's why there were staves there, so you could carry the ark and other things that need to be carried with the staves, because they weren't to be put on a cart and transported on a cart. They had to be carried. Other things, other pieces of the front, all the curtains and the pillars and the cords, all those things can be put on a cart to be carried. But the tabernacle, the seven pieces of furniture had to be carried with staves. And Bill, upon what was it put?
Upon a bar.
And we notice, what two things were the covering of the golden altar? We see the golden altar was covered with a cloth of blue and with badger skins. That's what they was covered by. What else was covered? And so, Anna, from question 12, verse 12, what were we done with the instruments of ministry?
They were to be put in a cloth of blue, sort of wrapped in a cloth of blue, and then covered with badger skin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, because they were all loose, like, they were small.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you couldn't really cover them.
Mm-hmm.
In the same sense that you would cover the ark.
Yes.
You would put them inside and sort of wrap them up.
Right. That's good. Good way of describing it. Let's read a few more verses here. So, let's go around twice. Bill, you read verse 13, I'll read Andrew's verse 14, I'll do 15, and then we'll read them through again, two rounds of reading.
And they shall take away the ashes from the altar and spread a purple cloth thereon.
And they shall put upon it all the vessels thereof, wherewith they minister about it, even the censers, the flesh hooks, and the shovels, and the basins, all the vessels of the altar. And they shall spread it upon a covering of badger skins and put the staves of it.
And when Aaron and his sons... I'm sorry. I pressed the wrong button here. I don't mean to... Okay. Verse 14, correct?
15.
15. And when Aaron and his sons made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to be set forward after the after that, the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it, but they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. These things are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. Right below verse 16.
And to the office of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, pertaineth to the oil for the light and the sweet incense and the daily meat offering and the anointing oil and the oversight of the tabernacle and of all the that therein is in the sanctuary and in the vessels thereof.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying,
Cut ye not off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites. So, looking here at verse 13 for a moment, what was to be taken away?
What chapter?
We're in Numbers chapter 4. Numbers chapter 4 and verse 13. What was to be taken away from the altar? The ashes. The ashes were to be taken away from the altar and spread in a purple cloth thereon. So they had to be carried the ashes away from where they were. So in verse... I'll ask this question to Tammy. Question 14, Tammy, is your question. Name two vessels of the altar and what was to be done with them. So name at least two vessels of the altar and what was to be done with them. So we have to go over to her section to see what she's going to say. You'll find it. And I'll move on to question 15 until we get back to question 14 here. But question 15, what was not to be touched?
All the holy things.
Yes, all the holy things. They were not to be touched. And Bill, in verse 16, who was in charge of the oil?
Eleazar, who was the son of Aaron.
Eleazar. Eleazar, one of the sons that was not slain. We have the four sons. Eleazar, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu offered the strange fire before the Lord, and God slew them because of that sin that they committed. Going back to verse 14 for a moment, two vessels we have. The censers, we have flesh hooks, we have shovels, we have basins. Those are the. I heard a message come by. Here it is. She says, censers and flesh hooks. They were to be spread upon the covering of the badger skins. So that's good. From question 14. Now moving down to 17, who spoke to Moses and Aaron? We see that the Lord was speaking to Moses and Aaron. They had to be told a lot of things that he wanted to tell them. Now we have a lot of things that God wants to tell us as well, and he tells us those things right here in the scripture. What he wants us to know, what he wants us to do, some things he wants us to do, some things he wants us not to do, and we have to listen to what he says. And so we notice here, continuing on with Tammy's thought, put the staves in the altar. And so they put the staves in the altar. Yes, they were. They would put staves in the altar. The altar had to be transported as well, so the staves would be put inside the altar. The altar for the burnt offering, that altar would be transported as well. From verse 18, Mom, question 18 is, from what tribe were the Kohathites?
What chapter?
We're in Leviticus chapter 14.
Numbers chapter 14.
Oh, pardon me. Thank you. Did I say Leviticus?
Chapter 4. Yeah.
We're in Numbers chapter 4, verse 18.
Okay, I'm getting...
So I got my book and my chapter wrong.
No, I think I said the chapter.
I'm not sure if I got the verse wrong, but I got everything wrong there. At least it's Old Testament for sure. But Numbers...
Numbers 4 what?
Numbers 4, 18. The question is, from what tribe were the Kohathites?
Okay. Cut ye not off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites, but thus do unto them, that they may live and not die, when they approach unto the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in, and appoint them great every one to his service and to his burden, but that they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die.
Okay, so the Kohathites...
on this whole thing, it's explained it to me.
So the Kohathites were from the tribe of Levi. I'm glad that you were able to meet Ray and Linda today. See them. That's very nice. Have you seen them before? Met them before?
What are we talking about? Kohathites?
No.
I thought you said we met the Kohathites. You tell me anything. Yes. Lynn Sheridan and her husband, I forget what his name was.
Ray, yeah.
Yes.
They came here. They have supported us for a long time.
That's very nice.
And they came here a few years ago and visited church.
Mm-hmm. Good.
They can't drive as far and stuff.
Right. It
isn't that far, but...
It could be a big drive. I mean, continue to do it consistently a long time would be challenging.
Right.
We have, going back to another question here, we have from Tammy here. The objects on top of the altar, those two, any type of thing that would be associated with the tabernacle, any type of instrument, any type of furniture, it had to be covered or had to be protected. And so that would include those any objects in the tabernacle that were supposed to be there. Let's read a few more verses here. Bill, you read verse 19 and then on verse 20, and then we'll do two loops around the room. Go, Bill.
But thus do unto them that they may live and not die when they approach unto the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint them every one to his service and to his burden.
But they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
take also the sum of the sons of Gershon throughout their houses of their families by their families.
From 30 years old and upward until 50 years old shalt thou number them all that enter in to perform the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Two things. I don't know where we are.
We're in Numbers chapter 4, verse 24.
I don't seem to be understanding this. Is it just because I'm coming from the company to here and not getting my wits collected or what?
Well, when the wits will come in time.
Yeah. Could you sort of summarize just for me?
Yeah, let's finish reading a little bit. And then we'll...
Okay, good.
Verse 24.
Can you please read Numbers 4:24 for me, please?
This is the service of the families of the Gershon Heights to serve and for burdens.
And they shall bear the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle of the congregation, his covering, and the covering of the badger skin that is above upon it, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the hanging for the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle and by the altar round about, and their cords, and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve.
That's the, I'm going to read verse 26 here.
27? Yes.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
I must have read two.
No. I'm mixed up.
I read two verses.
At the appointment of Aaron and his sons, shall all the service of the sons of Gershonites, in all their burdens and in all their service, and ye shall appoint unto them in charge of all their burdens.
I must have read two verses.
It's okay. I'm glad you read two. So, looking back at, just to again summarize. It's okay. It doesn't matter. Maybe someone else read too.
Did I read 27 or not? Maybe
we'll have to look at the tape. So if somebody's watching YouTube, back it up. You could back YouTube up. Yeah, I'm not sure what else you could back up. I know you could back YouTube up. Back it up 2 minutes and see if Anna read two verses or not. Not that it really matters.
She did read two verses.
So Bill's looked at the YouTube instant rewind and it's like it's been challenged, but it's okay. There's no penalty. But to summarize what's going on here so far, if someone has to summarize this, what's happening. Numbers chapter 4, we're going to break down the Levites. We're breaking down how many. Levi had three sons, right? What are the three sons' names? Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And so we're looking at the duties of each of these three sons in a broad sense of how they minister and how they serve in the tabernacle. I'm trying to summarize for you. Yes, go ahead.
Was Ithamar one of Aaron's sons that lived, that didn't die, but was one of them that lived?
Aaron had four sons, okay. Right?
Yes.
Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Levi, who was the third-born son of... Reuben, Simeon, and Levi, was the third-born son of...
Aaron the priest, it says.
I'm trying to tell you who Levi is.
Oh.
Yeah. What's your? I think you. Did you get the summary?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Good. Let me finish my thought.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Levi, who's the third-born son of Jacob, had three sons: Gershom, Kohath, Merari. And so we're taking the counts of who these among the broad number of the Levites, which was from 1 year old and upward. We're taking a specified count of. They took a specified count of Kohathites from age 30 to 50. Now we're going to talk about the Gershonites here. And we see here in verse 19, the question is asked, who was to appoint them to the service? Aaron and his sons were the ones that were in charge of appointing to the service. So Aaron, who was the high priest, and subsequently his sons would be high priests as well, once he died, they had a function. They had a special function. And we have I'm not sure if I read this comment or not. I think I read it already.
Read it again.
Okay, I'll read it again for you. Aaron and his sons, this is a text message. So if you want to send a text message, please do. Or you want to call, please call. Or if you want to communicate by email, send an email. But the comment here, by way of text message, is Aaron and his sons covered the furniture of the tabernacle. The Kohathites were not priests and were not to see the holy furniture uncovered. They're a very good specific observation. You're right. They were not to. I think, so in other words, nobody but the priests were to see those holy instruments, holy things, especially the ones that were in the most holy place and in the holy place. And so...
And if they saw it, they might die?
Yes, that's right.
And does, I came in late, so does the clothes that they wear have to be on when they... see the holy things or not?
Yes, that's true, but we haven't gotten to the description of the clothes yet.
Oh, okay.
But that's coming later on in the book here.
In the future.
Yes. So Anna, from verse 20, question number 20. What were they not to see?
They shouldn't see the holy things being covered.
What'd you say?
Yes, and
that,
you know,
and that's in reference to the Kohathites, right?
Yes,
Kohathites,
and
they shouldn't see as the holy things are being
right.
covered.
Right, and as we have, we just got a text message that says, if you look on later on in verse 20, and if they did, it's lest they die. Lest they die. Now, we do have a question for Tammy coming up with question number 22. But before we get to question number 22, I'm going to answer question 21. We've had this question several times, but we have to be reminded of this. To whom did the Lord speak? In this instance, he spoke unto Moses. The Lord spoke unto Moses. And question number 22, this is for Tammy, of course for Tammy. Whose son was to be taken? And so the response was, the sons of Gershon. Gershon. The sons, verse 22, the sons of Gershon.
Okay, we have to change that in writing.
All right. 22, is there a mistake with 22?
It says whose son was to be taken.
Oh, yeah, that's supposed to be... whose
sons.
Some...
No, it says
We missed that earlier. Word problem is messed up.
That was supposed to be Tommy's question.
Yeah, word problem. So she's answering this question, I think, isn't she? I started reading her answer.
Yeah, it was not.
I'm asking the question, and Tammy's going to answer the question. Word problems were not your thing, were they?
Me?
In math class. Word
not
problems.
Math wasn't my thing.
Okay.
I guess so.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, you missed the discussion about word problems. The word sum.
Oh, yeah.
S-U-M. If you want to take a sum of the people that are in this room. Now, it may take a long time for us to count the people in the room plus all the people that are outside the room.
Okay.
But,
you know, looking down.
We can't count. We could do it without taking my gloves off or my shoes off. Today, at least. I can count. One. And I'll stop. But we can count the people. The sum means to add something together. If I asked you to take the sum of apples you have in your freezer, or take the sum of cans of yogurt you have in the refrigerator, or to take the sum of vitamin bottles you have on your counter, what are you doing with the sum, S-U-M?
Adding, I guess.
You're adding. Okay, so that's what's happening here. Whose sum was to be taken? The scripture says in verse 22, take the sum. You see that in verse 22, Andy? You have a thought?
Yeah, that's supposed to be sum.
Sum means add up. Add them all up.
S-U-M. I think it's correct. And
I corrected and put sun now. How come I did that?
If you
understand it better that way, it's fine.
No, I don't. I just wondered why I was so exact. Maybe the questioners out there.
Maybe. We have an answer that's coming. And the answer is here for this question. The answer is Gershon.
Okay. How does he spell Gershon?
Gershon. G-E-R-S-H-O-N. Gershon. Gershon was one of the three sons of Levi. Remember Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. So, thank you, Tammy, for answering that question. And again, we have the idea of the sum, meaning you add them all up. The sons of Gershon, throughout their houses, their families, by their families. Now, in verse 23, we saw this with the Kohathites as well. But in verse 23, the question is asked, what was the range of the ages for them to be numbered? Again, it's from 30 years old up to 50 years old. And this is for the service of the house of the Lord. In the previous census, when we numbered all the people,
231?
We're in Numbers chapter 4, verse 23. Numbers 4 and the verse 23. Do you see that there?
I had it one time.
And so just like the Kohathites, the Gershonites, and the Merarites, their function was for service, whereas those in the other tribes, the function of numbering was for war. And then there were those instances that we'd go from 20 years old and upward.
That was Gershon?
In verse 23, yes, that's the correct answer. With the Gershonites, they would be numbered from ages 30 years old and upward, 30 years old up to 50 years old. Bill?
That's all of the Levites. That same age.
Right, for all these three.
All the Levites, yeah.
Right. The Gershonites, the Kohathites, and Merarites. They're all those are doing service. That's what they're doing. Now, do we get a okay, there's no more. If you want to send a text message, please do so. Or if you want to send an email message, please do so. If you want to call up, please call up. We'd like to hear from you about what's being discussed today from the book of Numbers. So, Bill, in verse 24, who was to serve?
The families of the Gershonites.
The families of the Gershonites. And they did some of the carrying, they did some of the moving of things. And they're all these families of Levi were served in different manners. They had different ways in which they served. And we notice here in verse 25, what items did the Gershonites carry? They carried the curtains, the coverings, the hangings, all these different things. If we look at when I talk about the curtains, we have all around the tabernacle, we have the guy who got the curtains. The coverings, badger skins, the hangings, all these things they were responsible to transport and move. And so, Mom, from verse 26, what are some other things they carry? In verse 26.
Wait a minute, I'm spelling something wrong. Hanging. What did we say?
From Numbers chapter 4, verse 26. What are some of the other things they carry?
All right, 4:26. And the language, and the hangings of the court, and the hangings for the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle and by courts, which is by the tabernacle and by the altar round about, and their cords and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. Fine, it's complicated.
Okay, so they covered the hangings of the door, when you went through the eastern door there, the cords, the things that held the pillars up, and in instruments of service. So these different things, what they would carry. Now, notice in the sense of in verse 27, who gave the Gershonites their appointments? Again, this is Aaron and his sons are the ones that gave the Gershonites their appointments. Notice it over here, and this we got a text observation. Hangings of the tent and court were carried. Yes, they were. They were carried. The hangings of the tent were carried, were transported. Hangings of the tent and court were carried. And let's move on to read some more verses here. Bill, go on with verse 28, please.
This is the service of the families of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation, and their charge shall be under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest.
Go ahead, Mom, verse 29, please, of Numbers chapter 4.
Did we do 28?
Yes, Bill just read that.
29. As for the sons of Merari, thou shalt number them after their families by the house of their fathers.
From 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, shalt thou number them, everyone that entereth into the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation.
And this is the charge of their burden, according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation. The boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof. Bill 32.
And the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords, with all their instruments, and with all their service. And by name ye shall reckon the instruments of the charge of their burden.
And Mom, will you please read verse 33?
This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest.
And Moses and Aaron and the chief of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites after their families and after the house of their fathers.
From 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, everyone that entereth into the service for the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. So, we see here more details. We see the other parts of the Levites having other responsibilities that they were supposed to do. We see that the Gershonites were under the charge of the Ithamar. Remember, Ithamar is a son of Aaron. Aaron had four sons, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And Ithamar was responsible to manage the Gershonites.
What chapter?
We're in Numbers chapter 4, in verse 28.
Okay, thank you.
Numbers chapter 4, verse 28. And I have a question for you from question 29. And Tammy, I'm going to give you question number 31. Tammy's going to give you question number 31. It's coming up in a minute here. But Anna, for you, question 29, whose sons were next to be numbered?
As for the sons of Merari,
The sons of Merari, they were the ones next to be numbered. And we know that Merari was one of the three sons of Levi. And again, the age range, verse 30, the age range is the same. From 30 years old and upward, probably 30 years old under 50 years old. Just those 30 years old, that's the, whatever that is, 20 years. 20-year range of service that they had to do. From 30 even into 50, that was the range of service. And so Tammy's got this question. Name two parts of the tabernacle from which Merari was responsible, at least two parts. And we see she responds here by way of text message, and if anyone wants to send a text message, they may. Or if anyone wants to send an email, they may. If anyone wants to call, please call.
Do they know the number for the text?
I think they know. They should know.
Yeah.
What numbers? You know what numbers, right? And so she says, the response is, the boards of the tabernacle, the bars, the pillars, the sockets of the tabernacle, all these different things that help the tabernacle stay together and to function properly, the sons of Merari carried. And we notice the question here is asked in verse 32. What are two other things for which Merari was given responsibility? We see sockets, the pins, the cords, all other instruments. All these things that are important. Cords. You can't have a tent up without cords. You need those cords to hold the tent up, to hold the tabernacle up. And so Bill, from verse 33, under whose hand were the sons of Merari?
Ithamar.
They were under the hand of Ithamar, that's right, under the hand of Ithamar. And who were numbered of the Kohathites? Moses and Aaron, the chief of the congregation. Those are the ones who numbered the Kohathites. And Mom, question 35 from Numbers 4:35. What are the age groupings that were numbered?
From 30 years old and upward, given unto 50 years old, even one that entereth into the service for the work of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Okay, that's right. That's correct. So, let's read a few more verses here. Bill, verse 36, please.
And those that were numbered of them by their families were 2,750.
Hey, Mom, will you please read Numbers 4:37?
Who gave the command to number the Kohathites? Numbers 4:37. These were they that were numbered of the families of the Kohathites, all that might be do service in the tabernacle of the congregation, which Moses and Aaron did number, according to the commandments of the Lord by the hand of Moses.
And those that were numbered of the sons of Gershon, throughout their families and by the house of their fathers,
from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, even every one that entereth into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. You go, Bill, verse 40.
Even those that were numbered of them throughout their families by their house of their fathers were 2,630.
And please read verse 41, Mom, in Numbers chapter 4.
These are they that were numbered of the families of the son of Gershon, of all that might do service in the tabernacle of the congregation, whom Moses and Aaron did number according to the commandment of the Lord.
And those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari throughout their families by the house of their fathers,
from 30 years old and upward, even to 50 years old, everyone that entereth into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. So noticing back here with verse 36, what was the total number of the Kohathites? We see the total number that they came up with was 2,750. That was the total number of the Kohathites. And we're going to jump to Tammy. Get ready for question 39. You'll be asking this in a little bit here. But before we get to you with question 39, we'll go to question 37 for Anna. Anna, who gave the commandment to number the Kohathites?
Question what?
Question 37 from Numbers 4:37.
37. The Lord.
The Lord gave the commandment. It was by the hand of Moses. And we notice who else was numbered? The Gershomites. Gershom was numbered as well throughout their families. And we get to Tammy's question. Question number 39 is, at what age did the numbering begin? At what age did the numbering cease? And she says here, from 30 years old to 50 years old. At what age did the numbering begin? Began at 30 years old. And when did it end? It ended at 50 years old. That's two parts of the question. The first part is 30 years old. The second part is 50 years old. And we notice, thank you for that answer. If anyone, I guess you've already said this too many times, but if you're listening today and you want to take part in the discussion, have any comments, please phone us. Please send us a text message. Please send us an email. Or any way you want to communicate with us is fine. How many Gershonites were there? There were 2,630. That's how many there were.
What question is that?
That's question number 40 from Numbers chapter 4, verse 40.
What did you say?
2,630. And Bill, in question 41, who did the Lord command Moses and Aaron to number?
Were they that were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon. all that might do service in the tabernacle of the congregation.
That's right. And so it'll be a Gershon. Interesting. We have a, anyway. That's interesting. Gershonites were numbered. Again, Gershon is the one of the three sons of Levi. Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The Levites were set aside for service in the house, in the tabernacle, and eventually the temple. Their duty was service. The other tribes, their duty was a little bit different. That way, their numbering was a little broader because their mission was for protecting the country, for enlistment, for service in a different way, for the army, for the military service. And so, what are the sons of Levi was numbered? We have sons of Merari, and the mom, the question from verse 43, what was the age of the youngest person numbered?
From 30 years old and upward.
30 years old was the youngest age, wasn't that?
Unto 50 years old.
And so that was the range, from 30 to 50, but the youngest, it started at age 30. When you were, the other tribes were numbered at age 20, and when they were taking the broad numbering of the Levites, they started from 1 year old. But there, for the function of the service in the tabernacle, they started at age 30 to age 50. But let's read a few more verses here, verse 44.
Even those that were numbered of them after their families were 3,200.
Okay, Anna?
I'm sorry,
Mom, but please. No, I'm sorry, Anna. I got the, I had myself here.
Even those that were numbered of them after their families were 3,200.
That's what I just read, too.
You want to read that again, Anna? You want to read verse 44?
Verse 45.
Okay.
These be those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses.
What's that verse? What's the number of the verse? I'm so mixed up.
I just read 45.
45?
Now I'm going to read Numbers chapter 4, verse 46. All those who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the chief Israel numbered after their families and after the house of their fathers.
And I'll read 47.
Okay, that's good.
From 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, everyone that came to do the service of the ministry and the service of the burden in the tabernacle of the congregation.
And Mom, will you please read Numbers chapter 4, verse 48?
Yeah, but I got mixed up what other son of Levi was numbered.
We'll talk about it in a moment.
Okay, what did you say now?
Please read Numbers chapter 4, verse 48.
How many were numbered among the sons of Merari?
No, the verse itself.
I'm looking for it.
Verse 48.
I thought it said 44.
We're reading verse 48.
All right. Even those that were numbered of them were 8,000. And 504 score.
According to the commandment of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moses, every one according to his service and according to his burden. Thus were they numbered of him as the Lord commanded Moses.
So we see among my Merari, we have 3,200 that were numbered. And Anna, question number 45. And then Tammy, you get yourself ready for question number 47, please. I'll be coming to you in a moment here. But Anna, question 47, by whose word and by whose hand?
34?
I did question 44.
I'm sorry.
There were 3,200 that were numbered.
Okay.
But I answered that question myself.
I'm sorry.
But for you, that's all right. It's understandable. You're doing multiple things back there. I understand. Tan is helping us with the, you won't be able to see me right now if it weren't for Anna.
Yes, you would.
You won't be able to hear me right now for Anna.
You wouldn't be able to see the other people in the audience.
Okay, that's true. I guess that's how it would be. But Anna's doing a fine job of helping with the AV this afternoon. But Anna, question 45, and she helps many, many times.
All right. By whose word and by whose hand were the sons of Merari numbered? It was by the word of the Lord and by the hands of Moses and Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
well, by the hand of Moses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But Moses and Aaron did the numbering. But it was the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like three different... Okay, right.
Yes, that's good. A lot of prepositions there, are there not? And Tammy, we have you coming up with question 47 in a moment. But of what tribe was numbered? We see the Levites. That was the tribe that was numbered. The Levites was the whole tribe of Levi was given to the Lord.
Is that the answer to 47?
446. Tammy's working in question 46 right now. It's,
okay, I'm having a terrible time. I think because we have that company.
Oh, it's understandable, yes.
I'm just sort of like thrown into another kingdom.
Mm-hmm. It's understandable, yes. Mm-hmm. I got it. What was numbered? The Levites were numbered. That's the tribe that's numbered. Tammy's question 47. What was the age of the oldest person to be numbered? And she sent back a text and a message that says 50 years old. The youngest person that was numbered was 30 years old. This is in the realm of the Levites that are serving in the tabernacle. The Gershonites, the Kohathites, the Merarites, from 30 years old to 50 years old. The highest, the cap was 50. The basement, the ceiling was 50. The basement was down there at 30, the lower part. And what was the sum of the Levites that were numbered? We see 8,580 was the sum. And Bill, question number 49. What was the Lord's commandment? What did the Lord command?
According to the commandment of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moses, every one according to his service and according to his burden. Thus were they numbered of him.
According to his burden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As the Lord commanded Moses.
Okay. So the Lord wanted them to be numbered, not so much for battle, but for service in the tabernacle, in the tabernacle of the congregation. And later on in the temple. The final question here coming up, if you want to comment on this, if you're watching us today online, either on the Bible for Today website or from YouTube site or from Sermon Audio, and from whatever other means you may be listening to us. Question number 50 is, what are a few things you appreciate about Numbers chapter 4? And what verses have special meaning to you? So I'll be looking for some text messages and some email messages. But Bill, how about we start with you?
The most special thing of all was knowing the age of serving as a priest, starting at 30 and going to 50. When Jesus came into the world, he came in under the Old Testament system, and he served the church. He didn't come to replace the Old Testament. He came to fulfill it, and he did in every way. And there's many ways in which the Old Testament patterns are parallel to the life of Jesus. Now, I don't understand most of it, but I'm picking up a few things here and there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Takes time to pick up a few things. But so we have the service here. And like your parallel, your thought about this is when the Lord Jesus Christ began his service.
Yeah, that's the most important
thing. At age 30.
That's good.
Question number 50, Mom. Have an answer to that.
You have an answer?
I'm asking you with a question.
What are a few things you appreciate about Numbers chapter 4? Be truthful, I've hardly been able to read it. I'm all confused.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. We had company, and
I'm glad the company was able to come,
nice.
And you were able to visit. That's very good.
I enjoyed being with them and see them go. Mm-hmm. I was glad you got to meet them.
Yes.
That support our ministry.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they heard me say goodbye to them when we went out the door. I guess I should have walked. Did you hear me say goodbye to them or not?
Well, when you went out.
When they walked out the door, I said goodbye. But
I can't remember.
Okay, but if you're, I'm sorry, I did say goodbye a few times when you walked out the door, but. How about you, Anna? What are a few things you appreciate about Numbers chapter 4? And what verses have special meaning to you?
It was an interesting chapter. I didn't pay as close attention as I should have because I was just multitasking. But it's interesting just the different things and just to be reminded of how they transported things and they wrapped things up with these blue cloths and different badger skins and I'm sure there's some similarities too. That particular material, but I'm not sure specifically what the significance is.
Good. And the text message, text comment, it's a question for me in the form of a question. I have a question: were the Levites helpers in the court of the tabernacle at the brazen altar in labor? I understand only the priests serve in the tent. And so the function of the, I think that's the correct assessment as far as inside the tabernacle, that was the function of the Aaron and his sons. That was their function. The other sons of Levi, and they said that we have a subset of the Gershonites, were, we know that Moses and Aaron and Miriam and Jochebed, they were all from the group. We said the whole, why can't, but something we can relook at the record of the tribe of the Gershonites, or the section, sub-tribe of the Gershonites, calling them sub-tribe because they're part of Levi. And so we have, the Gershonites were positioned on one part of the tabernacle. Merarites, another part of the other side of the tabernacle. Kohathites, on another side of the tabernacle. But we have Aaron, his sons, and Moses that were situated at the front of the tabernacle. And so the service that they did was actually inside of the tabernacle. And the other ones helped transport the tabernacle once it was broken down. So, thank you for that question there, of clarification of this text message. But if anyone has something they want to call in, they can call in. Or if they want to send an email, please send an email. I'm not sure if anyone can hear me right now by way of the telephone system we have set up. I know Paul was thinking about listening to the class today by way of the telephone. He was asking me several times about the code, the church code, because we could any place in the world we could listen to the service on the telephone if you know what the code is and the phone number.
That's on the back of the bulletin.
It is
Sunday, isn't it?
It is. Just we'll get to Tammy, can you wait one moment, please? I don't want Mom to forget this question. Go ahead, your question.
I think I've gotten it.
Okay.
I didn't want to
wait. I know, that's why I called on you first. Why don't you go ahead, Tammy? Thanks for calling. You still there, Tammy? Oh, it's there's a bit of a delay here. Hi.
Yes, clarifying my question.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm going to turn this volume down.
It's just put on mute. It does get confusing when there's a delay. Okay. Yeah.
So my question is, the Levites, they were and there were the tribes of the Levites in three families, and Aaron was of the family of the Kohathites, but large offering that was it only priest born at the altar of burnt offering, or were there Levites there sometimes? I guess that's what I'm wondering.
I think it was limited to the priests. Only time in any... Go ahead.
Yes, even in the court, then the court of the tabernacle.
Yes, as far as service is concerned, yes, I believe that you're correct. Your original thought is right as far as the service was just inside. Anything that had to do with function, service of how the tabernacle functioned was done by the priest.
I guess that wasn't really what I was asking originally. I was referring to the tent as the Holy of Holies and the holy place as compared to the courtyard. So that's
Okay, all right, interesting. So actually, okay.
Okay.
Okay, did
I... Okay, but I understand what your answer is. I just wasn't sure. And I'll have to look at that. Because at the feast days, there were many, many, many offerings that were given. It would have been communal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they would have been working all day, the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would think it would have been overwhelming on
the feast day. Right, it would have been. It would have been overwhelming. I agree.
What's overwhelming?
Okay, well, thank you.
Sure, you're welcome.
Class.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Thanks for calling. Oh, before you hang up, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there.
So is there anything you appreciate about this chapter, more so than or not? Did you, any
well,
special verses?
I already brought it up earlier with the verses in 18 through 20 where it talks about furniture and
yes.
The cowl sides weren't even see it being covered,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting. It just shows the special place that all that has in one specifically gave them that command that Aaron and his sons
mm-hmm.
to do that, and so they gave them a special role for the keeping of the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Good.
Right, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Bye.
Let's wave to Tammy. She's at the. There's one wave, two waves, three waves, four waves. Mm-hmm. There we go. We got all the waves. Okay. But thanks, Tammy, for calling. And hopefully, you feel better soon. Well, let me just check and see if there's any emails came in. I'm not sure if I. Which box is the questions box? No emails in the questions box yet. I'm able to come a little bit later. After the email address was questions@bftbc.org. That's questions@bftbc.org. So, Elena, question number 50.
Mm-hmm.
What are a few things you appreciate about Numbers chapter 4?
That question, I thought.
Did you?
Yes, I talked about the blue and the badgers and how I thought it was significant, but I didn't know how it was significant.
Okay. But it is significant. It's pretty nice. The colors are very pretty and very beautiful and have a lot of meaning. So, any final thoughts or questions or comments about this chapter? Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, we do thank Thee for the beauty and the symbolism and the types that are found in the tabernacle. Allow us to learn more about these things. Help us not to forget about the small details that You have in this book of Numbers. In Jesus' name, amen.